Il Popolo del Blues, un programma ideato da Ernesto De Pascale. In studio Fabrizio Berti, Giulia Nuti, Michele Manzotti.
Benvenuti al Popolo del Blues, siamo qui con Michele Manzotti e abbiamo un ospite veramente eccezionale oggi qui con noi. Siamo felici di dare il benvenuto a Chris Simpson. Welcome Chris to il Popolo del Blues.
Well, thank you very much, it's nice to be here.
Siamo veramente felici, un personaggio la cui storia musicale è ricchissima e molti di voi lo associeranno alla sua band, un percorso nella musica acustica che va avanti da tantissimi anni, è un po' uno dei simboli del folk, della musica acustica inglese, stiamo parlando dei Magna Carta. So we will talk about your life experience, music, obviously Magna Carta.
Life experience, well, I didn't think it would last. I started it in 1969. Then I was in London, and myself and a young Australian would meet up and play guitar. I'd been in a rock band before then, and I did a concert with Eric Clapton and Cream. But we did this, and I started writing songs around the acoustic guitar. And I got, it's a funny story, but I just got the right guy from a record company drunk, very drunk, and he said, "Oh, the songs are fantastic, wonderful." I said, "Well," and I made him sign a beer mat, and I went into the record company, it was Phonogram, the day after, and said, "That's a contract. that is a contract. And he's going, oh, what have you done to me? I said, it's what you've done to yourself. And that's how it started.
Allora, l'inizio della carriera di Chris, ora ve la faccio molto breve perché chi conosce l'inglese l'ha capito, però nasce con uno che ha firmato un contratto per le canzoni di Chris e di Magna Carta, che era un po' così, è stato preso in un momento in cui era ubriaco e il giorno dopo Chris è andato lì, guarda, ma che questo è un contratto, oddio mio che cosa ho fatto.
That's
right. E quindi niente, però avete anche sentito un nome che è quello di Eric Clapton, quindi c'è una storia che viene da molto lontano, dalla fine degli anni 60.
Should come to Nesperatown, look for a woman that knows me well, light are her eyes and
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues.
Devo dire una cosa, e lo dicevo ieri a un comune amico, Paolo Giorgi, che è qui in studio e che saluto, è stato nostro ospite.
Salve a tutti, buonasera. Grazie Michele.
È stato nostro ospite già varie volte al Popolo del Blues. Ho notato, ascoltando le canzoni, che i Magna Carta avevano un suono che oggi non sfigurerebbe assolutamente. Un suono molto attuale. So I said to Paolo yesterday that listening to Magna Carta songs, I had this sensation that very modern, very actual. Mm-hmm. You probably the recording technique is different, so you can listen to songs doing in the 70s, but they are very actual because you choose various instruments as sitar, as violin, as something very normal now, but in those years they were not normal.
Well, I think I didn't expect it to happen, by the way. And when we made the first LP, the first album, mm-hmm. all I wanted to do was just hold it mm-hmm. and look at it and think, we've done that. Mm-hmm. But that was 25 albums ago, 78 countries, and there's 9 million people out there who bought Magna Carta albums. The only difference being I never got the money, ever. Mm-hmm. It went to a manager. But it's been fantastic, and I didn't expect that. But at the time, influences were not folk. I took a lot of things from folk, but Elvis Presley and the Sun Sessions, the Everlys, Chuck Berry, and just all the greats that came out of Sun and Nashville, they were an influence. And, of course, the Beatles turned everything upside down. But you just put all these things together, and then you get an idea for a song, and you think, how could we do this? For example, J.J. Cale was a huge influence later on, which is not folk. It's got a nice edge of blues. But, in other words, leave the door open. We're not doing that because it's that, or we're not doing that because it's that. It's because that's how it should be done.
Allora, Chris ha fatto un discorso che a me è piaciuto molto, perché i Magna Carta oggi si ascoltano come musica folk, ma non è il folk tanto l'influenza. Sì, c'è il folk, ma c'era anche tutto ciò che veniva dagli Stati Uniti, dalla Sun Records, da Elvis alla Sun, dagli Everly Brothers, insomma, molte cose che fanno parte del bagaglio di un musicista che vengono convogliate in un suono. E la cosa bella è che io gli ho fatto appunto la domanda degli strumenti che usavano, ma insomma, Chris ha detto che probabilmente non ce ne rendevamo conto, noi volevamo l'album in mano e poterlo toccare, e questa è una cosa, sinceramente, la cosa più bella per un musicista, avere il frutto del proprio lavoro. Well, just because you think you've got something that no other girl has got. You cause me to spend all of my money. You laugh and call me old Shannon Law. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Because we'll just be because. And there'll come a time when you'll be blue.
Well, there come the time when old Santa, he won't pay your bills for you. You caused me to lose all of my women, and now you say we are through. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I was through with you a long, long, long time ago. Your mama thinks you're the hottest thing in town. Well, just because you think you've got something that nobody gets has got. You caused me to spend all of my money. Honey, you left me because the old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Cause, well, just because.
And so, Chris, how was the relationship between you and our country?
The relationship with Italy, well, we didn't really come here until much, much later, and then that was with Gigi. Mm. And every concert was an experience. Every concert was life and death. Every concert was so funny, but they were also so good. Mm. Love the people here, and you've got, just going around this wonderful city, you've got so much richness. It seeps through and it influences everything. We've worked a lot in Holland, but if you compare Holland to Italy, Italy has got this... I mean, Holland's got Rembrandt, and of course, they all speak English. But that doesn't mean to say it's good. And here, you've got this rich tradition going right back to the Borgias and beyond, back to Rome, if you like. Some of the greatest things ever done. And it's still there.
Allora, Chris ha detto che con i Magna Carta è venuto relativamente tardi. Grazie, ha fatto un nome Gigi, ma è Gigi Bresciani, un nostro
God
caro...
bless him.
Dio lo benedica, è vero, perché Gigi Bresciani ha un grandissimo merito di aver portato tanti musicisti da oltre Manica in Italia e lo fa veramente con tanta passione, e ogni concerto dice che è stata sempre un'avventura, però alla fine è stato molto bello. Ovviamente è molto attratto dalla nostra storia, dalla nostra cultura. Loro, dice, sono andati spesso in Olanda, dove ognuno parla inglese, sì, hanno Rembrandt, però insomma viene forse più volentieri qui a passare il proprio tempo.
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues, www.ilpopolodelblues.com. Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues.
Io volevo chiedergli una cosa che mi è venuta in mente anche pensando alla domanda precedente di Michele. Along the line, we were talking about influences and your musical path before with Michele. You had a few temptations, let's say, beside folk. You had the electric side of progressive rock. You had punk. You had many electric kind of music that developed around you. You were able to take a little bit from different kind of influences, mm-hmm. like the blues, like you were saying before, country. American music, country music, and you remained mostly acoustic. You have this red line of the passion for acoustic music in all of your career, I would say, way of writing, arranging, so... more about this.
So many people were influences. I mean, you've only got to look at Nashville. And I actually got to meet the great Chet Atkins. He's dead now. But there was a master producer, master guitar player, and he told me that he telephoned his wife one night. It was an all-night session. And he said, "Honey, you gotta get yourself down here. This is so damned exciting." And it was a young guy called Elvis Presley in the studio. Things like that. And you've got to remember, too, we should remember, the part Italy has played in popular music, rock music, is incredible because Italy came up with the guitar, not the Spanish. It went to Spain later, and so Christian Frederick Martin, who was somebody who left Italy like so many did, over to the new world, America, he made violins. And then he thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make guitars. And he founded the Martin Guitar Factory, still there, the best guitars in the world. Same with George Orville Gibson and the Gibson guitar. Punk, I'll be honest, I didn't like it at all. It was manufactured, but as Mick Jagger said, whoa, he said, Keith Richards, you can't out-punk Keith Richards, he's the original punk. And I love everything the Stones did. Punk was a poor copy, a very poor copy.
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues.
Sort of progressive rock. No, I didn't really like that much either. But for, say, a great rock band, say Allman Brothers, for example. Wow, that's a rock band. And Doobie Brothers, Eagles. You know, they're just all so good.
Yeah, and what I meant to say is that the taste a little bit changed around you, but you maintain your musical integrity, no matter the fact that other kind of music were being born.
That's nice of you to say. I hope we did. We're obviously affected by all the changes, and you shouldn't be so stupid as to say, well, I'm not going to do anything like that. You can take the influence in and think about it and see what happens.
Allora, traduciamo un po' la carriera di Magna Carta. Ovviamente è andata avanti attraverso gli anni e alcune cose nel contesto intorno sono cambiate. Cioè, Chris comunque si è mosso in mezzo alle influenze del progressive più elettrico. A un certo punto sono nati generi diversissimi come il punk, però lui è sempre andato avanti mantenendo comunque una linea di amore e passione per la musica acustica, di integrità musicale. Quindi gli ho chiesto un po' il segreto di questo percorso. Lui ha citato Chet Atkins nel momento in cui si trovò in studio con il giovane Elvis Presley e chiamò la moglie dicendo: qui abbiamo qualcosa di straordinario. Oppure Martin Gibson, creatori di chitarre, in particolar modo ha parlato di come Martin inizialmente costruisse violini, dopodiché ha avuto l'idea di costruire la chitarra ispirandosi a una tradizione, che ci dice lui, italiana, cioè che la chitarra non è nata in Spagna ma inizialmente in Italia, e appunto ispirandosi a qualcosa di diverso ha tirato poi fuori il punto cardine che ha costituito il successo della sua azienda, che va avanti ancora oggi. Per quanto riguarda gli altri generi musicali, ha detto: certo, è importante ispirarsi, non sono stati certo i miei preferiti né il punk né il progressive elettrico, ma infatti diciamo fortunatamente poi Chris ha portato avanti poi quella che è veramente l'identità del gruppo, che si riconosce dagli esordi alle cose più recenti.
Nothing to do but watch the clouds go sailing by, thinking of you. See you walking in my mind, all the doubts I left behind, the sunshine. If you come to Parliament Hill for a while to look and see, nobody there on Parliament Hill, only me. Head in the grass, watch the sky above me turn to blue. I am a new. Living is so easy when you leave the things behind that bring you down. If you come to Parliament Hill for a while to look and see, nobody there on Parliament Hill, only me. Children by the seat, flying kites in the wind, know nothing much at all of you and me. Pulling on the strings of the faces in the sky, floating high up in a world you cannot see. Hill only me. If you come to
Berlin,
if you come to Berlin,
if you come to Berlin,
if you come to Berlin,
if you come to Berlin,
if you come with me.
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues, www.ilpopolodelblues.com.
Chiedere a Chris una cosa, perché oggi generalmente si fanno le ristampe dei dischi, dei gruppi degli anni fine 60, inizio 70, e certamente sono molto richieste da coloro che erano giovani al loro tempo e che magari oggi hanno la possibilità di ritrovarli su CD piuttosto che su vinile. Ecco, si chiedere se per i Magna Carta è in programma qualcosa del genere. So I said that in these days a lot of fans buy reissues about group of late 60s, early 70s, because they had the vinyl and they want now a new edition with the CD, with liner notes updated, mm-hmm. and so on. And are you planning something about Magna Carta, or someone is planning something about Magna Carta?
Yes, a very fine company is Repertoire. It runs out of London, but that's Thomas Nielsen from Hamburg. Mm. And they're very, very good. And everything we've done is going back onto vinyl again. Mm. And I've just put a collection together of Magna Carta at the BBC and live. Mm. And that's 57 tracks, without even thinking about it too much, because they're all there.
Beh, innanzitutto ci ha dato la notizia che fortunatamente fuori dall'Inghilterra c'è una piccola azienda di Amburgo che sta riproponendo in vinile proprio tutto il repertorio di Magna Carta. Ci sono delle registrazioni alla BBC, tra l'altro ha parlato di 57 tracce che probabilmente di cui non si sapeva nemmeno che esistessero e che fossero a disposizione.
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues.
I think an important point to remember in terms of what we've been talking about, take two people, Bob Dylan and Paul Simon. They both sort of invented themselves, Bob I think still does, but they started out in, say, New York, very much so in New York, the Bitter End and the Café Noir and the rest of it. But they came to England and they soaked up the folk tradition. So a lot of Dylan's early songs he borrowed from English folk songs. Paul Simon didn't just borrow them. He came across And he did quite a lot of solo concerts in the folk clubs, like we did. And he heard John Renbourn doing Scarborough Fair. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? And he was a bit naughty because it appeared on an album, and apparently it was written by Paul Simon, which it wasn't. It was over 300-400 years old. But if you look at what he and Dylan did and have done, it's incredible, because it started off with The Heart, which was folk, acoustic guitars, and neither of those two have ever forgotten the beginning. But eventually it does that, it grows, so you get Paul Simon suddenly going into Africa, Ladysmith, Black Mombasa, you know, and Miriam McCabe, all of them. And there's been some stupid things said. But he did a wonderful thing there, and he produced Graceland. And what that did was it pretty well helped finish apartheid. That was such a big thing, and it opened the door to all that music. Well, that's pretty good for a guy who started out singing Scarborough Fair, you know. And
Mississippi Delta was shining like a national town. I'm following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, the Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. But I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companions are ghosts and empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There's a girl in New York City, calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, or tumbling in turmoil, I say, oh, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love's like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend.
offend every love, every ending. Oh, maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I have a reason to believe we all will be at sea in Graceland.
And I remember the Beatles coming, I mean, we haven't really mentioned them, but they blew the whole world to pieces and still do. And Ringo, they came back from one tour of America, and they're going, hey, how's America, Ringo? Oh, it was great, you know, it was absolutely great. By Mrs. Robinson. Oh, yeah, okay, sure, sure. Well, what about the tour? Oh, it was great. By Mrs. Robinson. And you listen to it. That's one of the greatest singles ever. And Paul, by then, was a master of recording. There's no producer with Simon and Garfunkel. Just a very, very good engineer and a good studio. And it's all there. And then, but then again, it's always a problem. When you've got personalities, we were talking about this the other day, personalities get together to make music, to make a band. Look at the Eagles. And then, quite often, they hate each other. They can't stand the living sight of each other. But the music makes money, so they stay together.
So far.
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues.
That's very much a facet of it all. And with the Beatles, you got the incredible chemistry of two of the greatest songwriters of all time, Paul McCartney and John Lennon. I mean, look at that now. John's dead. Paul's going, well, never mind Lennon McCartney. I wrote Yesterday. I wrote this. I wrote that. It doesn't really matter. Everybody knows anyway. You've just got to realise what they did. And if you could, if all of us here right now could have looked back in time, because I've played in the cavern, and it is a damp, shitty hole completely. It was dreadful. But the crowds going down the street to go in and see these four guys in leather playing rock and roll music, nobody ever, ever, ever would have thought they'll take the world over. They'll affect everything from thought to fashion, everything. Which is why Rolling Stone says that Sgt. Pepper was simply the greatest album ever made. Well, you know, we just do what we do, don't we?
È incredibile perché Chris ha parlato di dei grandissimi
storie bellissime.
Sì, appunto, con i Beatles che hanno comunque ancora una grande influenza nel modo di scrivere le canzoni, raccontando ad esempio di come ci sia stata una grande chimica tra le due persone, Paul e John, una chimica tra i due migliori scrittori di canzoni che siano mai esistiti. Poi purtroppo racconta Chris che, essendo John morto, Paul ha sempre un po' voluto sottolineare la paternità di alcune sue canzoni, il che appunto purtroppo è anche una questione economica, come il discorso che ha fatto sugli Eagles. Sono persone di grandissimo talento che si sono trovate insieme, che si sono anche purtroppo odiate, ma che insomma sono state tenute diciamo legate da un punto di vista economico. Però due cose belle, e le dico molto in sintesi, riguardano Bob Dylan e Paul Simon. Intanto Bob Dylan, il fatto che sia venuto in Inghilterra a recuperare il folk è tuttora una parte importante della sua storia musicale. Paul Simon, che ha sentito John Rainbow una volta cantare Scarborough Fair, che è un brano del folk, tipico del folk britannico, non è un suo brano come trovate nei crediti delle canzoni, però intanto lo ha fatto conoscere. E poi Paul Simon ha avuto questa grande ispirazione anche di andare in Africa, di lavorare con i Ladysmith Black Mambazo, di produrre Graceland e fare in modo che, grazie alla musica, l'apartheid fosse minato alle fondamenta, e in pratica poi si è concluso nell'esperienza sudafricana.
Slowly he got choo-choo eyeball. He won holy roller. He got hair. Oh,
to be free. Come together.
Mi piacerebbe che Chris ci raccontasse anche qualcosa, diciamo, del panorama attuale del suo mondo musicale, non solo, lui anche ha scritto, diciamo, come autore. Chris, what's going on in your artistic world right now, your current projects and whatever's going on?
Oh my God, what's going on? Well, there's a book there called The Visitor, that one. I wrote that 15 years ago. Everybody loved it, sold out, end of story. Then suddenly a publishing company has done it again. They want another book in out in April, which are pretty well written. So that's nice because each affects the other. Because we're going to do a live show with this being read and playing music, and then they both affect each other, which is lovely. I've got a gorgeous, lovely lady who I'm married to. She's sitting over there, folks. And she keeps me in order and tries to stop me being stupid, which doesn't always work. And just really busy with things, you know, lots of things to do, lots of things to write. I like writing. Live, working live, yes, when we do, it's great.
ha detto che sta lavorando molto alla scrittura e in particolar modo che ha tanti progetti e in particolar modo 15 anni fa ha scritto un libro il cui titolo è The Visitor. Infatti non a caso vi accennavo appunto alla sua attività anche come autore oltre che come musicista. Questo libro è andato sold out e lì è apparentemente finita la storia, fino a che recentemente è stato ristampato e c'è il progetto di eseguirlo dal vivo con la lettura del testo e l'accompagnamento musicale, e poi ha ringraziato la moglie che ha detto lo tiene in riga e fa sì che si dedichi nel modo giusto ai suoi progetti.
We will fly over the UK for this particular event.
That is worldwide. Mm. That's on Amazon as well. Mm. No problem. Mm. I think you'd like it. Mm. I hope you'd like it. Mm. It's been sort of finishing off answering your question. It's been 78 countries in now 49 years. Mm. So next year, my Italian grandfather here and traffic expert is going to throw the biggest party the world had ever seen in the Vatican. Mm. And a good time shall be had by all. And I suppose I've got to stop at some point, but I don't see how I can. Before I forget, do you remember, you will do, because it's a great this is a great music country, do you remember a band from 1970 called Matthew's Southern Comfort? You sure. Do? Sure. And they had a big hit with Woodstock, which was written by Joni Mitchell, and we are doing a whole set of shows with them this year. In England to start with.
Ricordava appunto questo nome storico della Matthew Southern, sì, che appunto fecero un brano per Joni Mitchell a Woodstock e che saranno con loro in tour in Inghilterra. Questo appuntatevelo e magari guardate sul web dove sono le date.
Ecco, sì, magari diciamo. Do you want to say a website where people can like find you and see what's going on? I mean, Google, you digit on Google and find everything. But if you want to say the exact references for our listeners.
Yes, there is a website. It's magnac.com. Is that right, Kathy? MAGNAC, magnac.com. And it's all there, folks, in glorious technicolor with music and dancing.
Allora, trovate tutto a Magna C, come Magna Carta, l'iniziale della prima parte del nome, .com, quindi, come dire, non ci sono scuse, tutto quello che succede nel mondo di Chris Simpson lo trovate lì.
From the borderland. can, broken dreams can fly. Above the poor and the rich man, beyond the Isle of Skye, beyond the Isle of
Chris, we thank you very, very much.
Thank
it
you
was
very
beautiful
much.
To have you here at Il Popolo del Blues. Wonderful. Thank you for your stories and for your music. And again, beautiful.
Thank you very, very much. And I would say, am I right? Buongiorno. Buonasera, yes, that means good evening, doesn't it? Or good night, or sort of. This gentleman is a traffic engineer. And he's got a punk band. It's called Paolo Giorgi and the Bent Left Leg. It is fantastic.
And we will pass him the microphone, perché Paolo è un amico del Popolo del Blues, amico di Chris, è la connection grazie a cui l'abbiamo avuto qui questa sera, per cui due parole da Paolo le vogliamo sentire.
Grazie Giulia, io non ho parole. La prima cosa che mi viene in mente, mi piacerebbe, però fatelo voi, che traduceste quello che sto per dire a Chris, perché è una cosa buffa. Cioè, ogni tanto mentre lui parlava, cercavo di unire il fatto che professionalmente sono un matematico con la musica. E c'è una proprietà della matematica, si chiama proprietà transitiva, che è nota a tutti. Cioè, sentendo lui parlare in questo modo di tutta sta gente, è come esserci, è come averli conosciuti, secondo me. Perché lui ha ancora, a questa età, una passione, al di là nei confronti della musica, ma anche per la comunicazione. Lui è un comunicatore incredibile. Quindi io sono orgoglioso e vi ringrazio di essere qui e sono orgoglioso di essere riuscito a farlo venire a Firenze una seconda volta.
Grazie, grazie a Chris Simpson, grazie a Paolo Giorgi e alla sua band inventata, direi, che è Paolo Giorgi and his left leg band. Bene, grazie.
Grazie ancora Chris, un saluto a tutto il Popolo del Blues.
Taking it easy, sitting here, I got nothing to say. Progress seems to pass me by, and I just look the other way. Counting up the bottles on the floor. Good morning, sun. How you doing? Good morning, sun. Well, I'm fine. Good morning, sun. Hey, won't you shine on me? For a loser, headline news got nothing for me. Same old weary touch and go, it brings you down, so let it be. Forgotten like an old man in the rain. Good morning, sun. How you doing? Good morning, sun. Well, I'm fine. Good morning, sun. Hey, won't you shine on me?
the town where the air is clean and the birds sing a sweet song all day long. And the water don't hide any fluoride from a country boy with his eyes on heaven coming into town just to broaden his mind.
Avete ascoltato Il Popolo del Blues, un programma ideato da Ernesto De Pasquale. www.ilpopolodelblues.com Il Popolo del Blues @controradio.it